How to prepare for PSLE oral examination. What's there to study for oral? Isn't it simply talking? How can I even prepare for it? Do these questions come to mind when you hear the words oral examination? Fret not. There are indeed things you can practice and/or take note of, not only to ace the examination, but also to help you grow into a confident and eloquent speaker. Let us look at each section of the oral examination segment and discuss some tips and tricks you can take note of. Reading aloud, most students assume that since candidates only receive the passage when they are sitting for the examination, they can simply wing it. Although some students do have a knack for reading accurately in the short time that they are given, you should not leave it to chance. You can, and should, prepare for reading aloud. Generally, there are three key areas that examiners look out for in this section. 1. Articulation/pronunciation. 2. Pace/fluency. 3. Intonation. 1. Articulation/pronunciation. This tests your ability to enunciate the words in the text accurately and clearly. This requires practice and discipline. For instance, when watching the news or an English program, keep an ear out for the way that newscasters and characters pronounce difficult or unfamiliar words, and repeat them to yourself. During the examination itself, identify tricky words, decide beforehand how you will pronounce them, and speak without faltering. Who knows, if you say it with enough confidence, the examiner may not even notice that you mispronounced the word. 2. Pace/fluency. The next thing you are tested on during the reading aloud segment is pace and fluency. Generally, to help your reading flow more naturally, use punctuation as a guide on where to pause as you read. Watch out for connecting words like and, because, but, etc. Break up the sentences into meaningful phrases. 3. Intonation. The rise and fall in your pitch when you speak, also known as the intonation, can help you express emotions and mood in the text. This helps your reading sound more dynamic. When done well, this can help differentiate you from your peers. Remember to keep an eye out for feeling words and exclamations, and be sure to express them appropriately. Emphasize action verbs. Last piece of advice, the last crucial component applies to both sections, and is less about the actual speaking, but body language. Whether you are reading the text aloud, or engaging the examiner in a conversation,